This is BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Tom Kelly worked briefly as a copy boy for the Washington Post in 1939, and he's been a post watcher ever since. His book, The Imperial Post, is sometimes less than flattering.
It has always wanted to shove its opinions down its readers' throat. With their economic supremacy, they're in a position, at least, to be as arrogant as they choose to be.
Begun as a staunchly Democratic paper after the Civil War, the Post was rescued from bankruptcy by Eugene Meyer in 1933, and Meyer's son-in-law, Philip Graham, built it into Washington's top paper.
The nature of newspapers is that they naturally would tend to be arrogant. Particularly, you're a 25-year-old kid, you're out talking to the governor of the state, and he is treating you like you're a person of importance. This goes to your head. On well-run papers, and in the past by the rivalry of papers, there was always some old curmudgeon on the desk who looked at your slanted story and said, "Hey, kid, who told you you could say that? You know, what's your proof of it?" Well, that's the element that's missing at the Post. And as far as I can tell, the middle editors never say boo to a reporter.
The Janet Cook affair, for example, when the Post won a Pulitzer for what turned out to be a totally false story about an 8-year-old heroin addict. Kelly says the story ran despite a warning by other Post staffers.
This was ignored, put aside by the top people at the Post. They had a lively story and they wanted to believe in it. After all of these warnings from within, and also from without, the mayor of the town, the chief of police, said, "We don't believe there is any such kid." After all that, they had the unbelievable bad judgment and gall to enter it in the Pulitzer Prize contest. So the house came crashing down.
Kelly says the Post's much-admired coverage of the Watergate scandal didn't help much either.
It made them a paper really of national reputation and national influence. It also took the arrogance that was already there and gave them carte blanche.
Tom Kelly, author of The Imperial Post. Despite his criticism, he sees the Washington Post as the nation's second paper, just behind the New York Times. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.